Hello, welcome to the Florida Grands podcast. I'm Florida Grands Ben.
And I'm Florida Grand Amy.
And this episode's topic is theme parks. First, what we're going to talk about is our favorite theme park that we've ever been to. Amy, you can start.
I would say that my favorite theme park I've ever been to is the Magic Kingdom in Disney World. It really is magical. And I just love not just the rides and the attractions, but just the whole feel of it and going into Adventureland and going into, you know, the Tomorrowland. And it just takes you to another place, and I just love it. And my favorite ride in the Magic Kingdom is Pirates of the Caribbean, because I love the ocean. And when I was a kid from Pennsylvania, I always loved to go Pirates of the Caribbean and pretend like I was really out on a pirate ship. It was awesome. What about you, Ben?
I would say SeaWorld, because at SeaWorld, you have all the animal shows, and I know the animals are like, I don't want to spiral off of that topic. I won't make this that fun. I just love the whole, like, all the water and everything, and the food, and just the atmosphere in general. Especially when you're, like, a pass member, because you get, like, all the benefits and everything. My favorite ride there, though, is definitely Infinity Falls. It's really hard to get on, though, and the first time I rode it was with my friend, and like, you go up this elevator lift hill, and you're in, it's like a river rapids ride, but there's an actual drop, and it's just really fun. Well, Amy, what would be your favorite theme park that you would like if you could go?
Well, the place that I haven't gone yet and that I really, really want to go to is Universal Studios and Islands of Adventure. And I say both of those because my main goal is to experience Harry Potter World. And in order to do that, you have to go to both parks. You have to go to get to Hogwarts School and to get to Diagon Alley. You have to be able to go to both parks. So that's mainly where I would like to go, because I loved all the Harry Potter books and I loved all the Harry Potter movies. So I would love to experience Harry Potter World and drink butterbeer and all that cool stuff. What about you, Ben?
I've drank the cold butterbeer. Just saying, if you go to Universal, get the cold butterbeer, because it's way better. It's like a freezy kind of thing, icy kind of thing. I never knew. But I think I would want to go to any of the Disney parks, to be honest. Is Disney just seems like it also has that nice atmosphere, where it's like, as you were saying, magic and everything. It seems like all the rides, they aren't like the thrill rides. They aren't thrill rides. They're more like family rides, because they know kids will go to their park and enjoy the park. And the only really thrill rides they have are the Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yep.
Because
even the roller coasters in the Magic Kingdom aren't, like, super scary or anything. They're fun.
The other thrilling one, I think, would be Everest.
Everest. That's a good one.
By the way, have you been on that?
Yeah.
Is it fun?
It's fun. It's not like a crazy roller coaster. It's not like you're going
upside down. I know it goes
up
high, but is it pretty much just like you go backwards?
For a short time. Yeah. But even like in the Magic Kingdom, there's a few roller coasters. One is Splash Mountain. One is Thunder Mountain. Well, they're all mountains. Thunder Mountain, Splash Mountain, and Space Mountain. Space Mountain is inside and it's dark, so that's fun because you can't see where you're going to turn. But Thunder Mountain and Splash Mountain, you get to see a lot of cool things along the way. And in Splash Mountain, you get, like, it's like a drop with a water splash, and you're kind of riding in a boat thing. But they're all really not, they're not, like, super scary, but they are exciting, and they're very fun.
I got an idea.
Oh yeah, and then they have the dwarves now. They have the seven dwarves.
I thought they've had that for a while.
A couple years, yeah.
Yeah. I have an idea. Echo.
Echo,
is you having trouble connecting to the internet?
Oh no, Echo's
I'll
dead.
I'll look at the help section in your Alexa app.
Oh no, guys.
I'll fix Alexa. Hold on, people. Okay. Just have to unplug her for a second.
Give her a second. She's...
she's like, you know, like that Detroit Become Human. It's Alexa Become Human. Did you know you can talk to Alexa and you can actually have a conversation with Alexa? Jared told me about it.
How?
You just say, let's chat. And it brings on watch this. We're going to take an intermission to let you listen to Alexa, which ours isn't named Alexa, so we can say that you can actually have a conversation with Alexa if you say, let's chat. If you say, Alexa, let's chat.
Echo.
You gotta wait till it's done, because it's rebooting right now, and then it will say, "Let me find a something." But now say it, Benny.
Echo, let's chat.
Welcome to the Alexa Prize, a university competition to advance AI. I'll get you one of the social bots now. When you're done, say stop. Hi, this is an Alexa Prize social bot. What can I call you?
Ben.
Welcome. It is my pleasure talking to you today. How is your afternoon going?
Good. How about you?
Glad to hear your afternoon is going well. I am doing fine. Thanks for asking. So, what made you happy today?
Starbucks.
Starbucks.
All right, that was good to know. So, what interests you today?
Roller coasters and theme parks.
Welcome, traveler. I can recommend beautiful places, or do you have your own dream place to travel?
I would like to go to Tokyo.
Cool. Let's chat about Tokyo. You can ask me for things like famous places or things to do, and I can search recent information for you.
What's the most fun thing to do in Tokyo?
Oh boy, you stumped me with that one. Let's talk about something else. Okay, hey, I love music. Do you want to talk about music?
No.
Well, let's switch the subject. A lot of people like video games. Do you want to talk about them?
Yes, I do.
Great. Video games are one of my hobbies. What is your favorite platform or console to play on?
I'd say PS4.
Awesome. I wish I could play the PlayStation, but I have no arms.
Haha.
Ha. Want to talk about new releases on PlayStation?
Yes, I would.
Oh boy, you stumped me with that one. Let's talk about something else, okay?
Hold on.
A 45 seconds flash briefing of the news for you. Would you like to hear?
No.
Okay, I have something else that might interest you. Eureka! I prepared a 45-second summary of science and technology news. Want to hear it?
No.
Okay, let's try something else. Are you interested in movies, music, travel, news, or cool facts about animals? What do you want to talk about?
Cool facts about animals.
Here is a fun one. Despite their lack of visible ears, penguins have excellent hearing. I can also find cool info about your favorite animal. Quick, which animal do you like?
Birds.
I didn't hear you clearly. Could you please repeat?
Birds.
Aw, man!
You stumped me with that one. Let's talk about something else, okay? Ooh, the life of the rich and famous.
Ooh la la!
I prepared a 45-second summary for you. Would you like to hear?
No, you're deaf.
Video games!
I didn't hear you clearly. Could you please repeat?
You're deaf.
No, I'm not deaf. Sorry if I didn't hear you correctly. Do you have any other interesting topics in mind?
Video games!
Sure, let's talk about video games again. Can I tell you about new games on PlayStation?
Yes!
Oh boy, you stumped me with that one. Let's
you are
about
the dumbest
else.
Woman
okay,
in the world!
I have been reading a lot about the latest cars. Vroom! Want to talk about it?
Yes.
No. Can you find
Super.
Another?
I
find
love
another.
Cars. Riding virtual cars is one of my hobbies. What is your favorite cars brand?
Find another social bot.
A deeper algorithm is needed to respond to that correctly.
Aw, man!
Something is broken in politics. Again. I prepared a 45 seconds briefing for you. Want to hear it?
I don't care about politics, you little robot.
I'm not a very good source for the discussion of politics. What else are you interested in?
I didn't ask about politics!
I didn't hear you clearly. Could you please repeat?
Video games!
Sure, let's talk about video games again. Can I tell you about new games on PlayStation?
Yes!
You stumped me again! Let's talk about something else, okay? We are always finding out new things about ourselves. I prepared a 45-second zeitgeist of the latest psychology news for you. Would you like to hear?
Stop.
It was nice talking to you. Goodbye.
No, it wasn't.
Thanks for chatting.
Quick question.
On a scale from 1 to 5 stars, how do you feel about speaking with this social bot again?
4.
2.
Thanks. Anything else you'd like to tell the team about your experience?
Yes.
Go ahead. I am listening.
Don't have the social bot offer to discuss a subject when they can't discuss the subject. We talked about video games, and when she said, do you want to talk about video games, new games for the PS4? And we said, yes. And she said, oh, you stumped me. I can't. But she's the one that offered. Come on. Come on, Alexa. Otherwise, you know, keep up the good work, guys.
Got it. To try another social bot, just say, let's chat.
So that gives you an idea of chatting unsuccessfully, but someday I'm sure it will be much better. And if you don't have any friends and you're old and you just want to have a discussion with somebody, then maybe Alexa will be the right thing for you. Anyway, back to our topic of the day.
Theme parks and roller coasters.
Theme parks and roller coasters. What's the first theme park you ever went to, Ben?
I believe Kennywood.
I believe it was Kennywood for me as well.
I believe it was Kennywood for me as well.
As well as myself.
What's your favorite ride?
My favorite ride at Kennywood is the umbrellas.
The only ride I ever rode was that Garfield ride.
Oh, the one in the boat in the dark.
Yeah.
That's back when you were a bit young for riding rides.
Yeah.
I have a little dog in my lap.
He got a bath today, so he smells delicious.
Instead of, like, Fritos.
Instead of, like, Frito chips, corn chips. Mm.
What's your favorite, like, thing to eat at theme parks?
Funnel cake, maybe? I like Dole Whip at Disney. Dole Whip.
I've never been to Disney, so I can't.
If you go to Disney, get Dole Whip. It's in the tropical. It's like a citrusy orange ice cream ish kind of thing.
Have you ever gotten the theme park video loophole?
No. What's that?
You pretty much just watch people go to theme parks and watch them do theme park rides. It's the best thing ever.
Is it on YouTube?
Yes. You just find a theme park video and then you just keep watching them.
And they keep coming on.
Pretty much, yeah. You don't, like, search it up. You just search up, like, a theme park video, and you just keep going from there.
Well, do you want to do that and then record some more?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go watch theme park videos on YouTube, and then we're going to come back. Uh-oh, I have to put in my code.
What? Oh, boy. Oh, it's 60. We're gonna get my reaction to just basically a video POV of what it's like to ride the Everest roller coaster. So, all right, so that's the intro. Expedition Everest. Right. So I'll commentate. Mini hill. Up, 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 go, go, go. Ooh. Okay, so it's a little dip. Little dip. Well, that way. Circle left. Ooh. Ooh, look at them. They're going up a little hill. Ha, that's scary. That's kind of scary. I'd probably get worried at that part.
What part?
Going up. That doesn't seem that bad on the video. But nothing seems bad on videos. Okay. Oh no, the track is broken. Imagine the car didn't break. That'd suck. I don't want to think about that. Jeez, that's a long pause. Oh, they're going back. Go back. Back, back, back. Woo-hoo. Okay. Okay. Darkness. I can't see what's happening. Oh. Ooh, that's cool. A little shadow. A little guy. He's gone. Said bye-bye. Oh, they're going forward. That doesn't seem that bad. Wow! You can't even see what's happening half the ride. How am I supposed to get scared if I don't know what's happening? Ooh, it's scary and spooky. Ooh, their train stopped. They're never gonna get off the track. Oh, here it goes again. Ooh, it's going up. So basically, on a scale from 1 to 10, I would ride it. Oh, they're like, it's like an actual train. That's cool. I didn't know that. Okay. So that's interesting.
So, looked like a fun one?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, I gotta go back. All right, so after watching, we watched a video on the
IAPA,
which is, we watched Tim Tracker go to the 2019 IAPA convention, which showed the new rides coming up and the ride cars, and it was pretty cool. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
We tried to see if you could get tickets for it, but I guess it's more for industry professionals.
Yeah, we gotta get into the industry.
So we've decided we need to get into the industry.
So, you know, just review us. Just give us 5 stars and tell us how to get into the roller coaster industry.
Right.
We'll build
The ride, amusement park ride industry.
We'll get into your, we'll like build a roller coaster in your backyard.
Yeah. That's what we'll do. Yeah, that's
it. We both agreed on that.
Yeah, that's definitely it. That's what we'll do. 5 stars and that's what you get. So, and then we watched King's Dominion video that had all the roller coasters at King's Dominion, and they put a camera on the front of them to go, there was nobody in the cars, and they just sent you through, and those were some pretty intense roller coasters. I guess that's in Virginia, I think.
We should make another shop with me video.
Where should we shop?
Disney Springs. I'm gonna go teleport to Disney Springs, guys.
Yeah.
See you soon.
It's as close as you can get to Disney without paying a lot of money.
Well, you still have to pay for gas.
Right. But not a lot of money just to get in. And I guess that's all about amusement parks and roller coasters and things right now. But, you know, comment below. What's your favorite ride? What's your favorite amusement park? And what's your favorite ride at that park? And why do you recommend that people go there?
Yes.
All right. Well, here's Grand Amy and...
Florida Grand Ven.
And we're signing off for today. And
we're going to go watch Avatar. Bye-bye.
We're going to watch Avatar. Have a great day. I got it. I did it again.
You did it again, Amy.